Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Wright. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rocky Krusnick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lucrit Lau. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lucrit Lau. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Rivera scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball towards Wright. Wright settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wright. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball four. Glynn moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Krasnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn scores. Strickland moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Strickland scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-1 in the game. Mitchell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Kritlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritlow is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Fain reaches second base with a double. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell who is chasing the ball. Wright reaches third base with a triple. Fain scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-1 in the game. Glenn strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. 2 outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik is 0 for 1 in the game. Krusnik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Gene Bearden now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bearden for the out. 1 out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera strikes out. 2 outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Fain moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Avila fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Krasnick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-1 in the game. Bearden hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler scores. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Bearden moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden fires to first and picks off Kennedy. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Glenn strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Fain reaches second base with a double. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground for a double play. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Krasnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Krasnick reaches second base with a double. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dobie strikes out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Westlake now playing left field. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Westlake. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. 1 out. Al Aber now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.